Maybe the biggest departure, the new command will be a lot smaller. Instead of a four-star command, Odierno says the new organization will be led by a two-star general or admiral, and it'll only have about half as many people.
But I think the conclusion that's been made is that you don't need a four-star command to do these things anymore. These things are still critical, but we certainly can do them in a more efficient, effective way. And I think that's what we're discovering. And I agree with that. I think with a good two-star organization working directly for the Joint Staff, frankly, eliminate some of the redundancy that's there, and I think it might become more efficient in the long run. So I absolutely agree with what we're trying to do here.
What they're trying to do, he says, is preserve the critical functions that GIFCOM performs now and move them into a flatter organization. The new command, yet to be named, will be responsible for developing and experimenting with doctrine that allows the military services to work together more effectively.
Going forward, we are not simply trimming down each staff element. We are making a major departure from past organizational design, procedure, and mindset to more effectively execute the core functions and sustain the jointness we've worked so hard to achieve in the past.
In terms of jobs, the details as to who will stay and who will go will be hammered out over the next 30 to 60 days. But one thing is clear already. The vast majority of job losses at GIFCOM are ones that are now being performed by contractors. Overall, including contractors, federal civilian, and military positions, the command will shrink from 4,700 to 2,400 people, a cut of 2,300 positions. 2,000 of those will be contractors, leaving only about 500 contracted positions in the new command. But Odierno strongly suggested today that downsizing of the command to its new size won't necessarily be set in stone forever.
The concept of this new organization that's being developed will be that we're going to be able to provide a function, and that function is going to be able to develop new concepts, new doctrine, and more adaptive training capability. And the way it's going to work is, if we're successful in building this organization, I believe there'll be others who want to invest in this organization. So you might find, if we're successful 2 years from now, you might find that other areas of DOD are sending money here for us to work their concept.
He says that potential influx of new duties and new funding could help regrow the contractor base around GIFCOM's successor in the future. But the new command's functions will be based on demand.
You know, today it's kind of a supply base. We allocate a certain amount of millions of dollars and we provide a service where in the future it will be demand-based, where people think it's relevant, they'll provide money here, which then could potentially expand it. Future based on relevance.
Odierno says all the personnel moves are slated to be finished by March of next year. Until then,
we understand that there will be an impact on our personnel, and we are working to ensure they have the best possible transition support available. To that end, we are engaged with the Office of Secretary of Defense, Personnel and Readiness, the Navy Personnel Offices, Human Resource Offices, and also the entire Virginia delegation, both local and national, as well as the governor's office, to ensure our workforce receives the best professional career advice and placement assistance available.
He says DOD has given the state of Virginia about $500,000 to help with job placement services. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.